Sechtes Shavuos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. So Mishnah Zayin is really a hemshech of what we learned till now. Till now we've been learning that there were two seirim brought, one b'chutz and one b'fnim on Yom Kippur, that were mechaper on various tumas mikdash uktasha, whether there was yediya, there wasn't yediya. And then there was the sar hamishtaleach that was mechaper on all the other averis. And the last carbon was the carbon of, was a par, the Kayin brought on Yom Kippur. So now the Mishnah tells us, Echad Yisraelim, Ve'echad Kayhanim, Ve'echad Kayin Mashuach. So, Sai Yisraelim, Sai Kayhanim, or whether regular Kayin HaMashuach, which means a regular Kayin Gadol, they all get Kapara on their Averis with the Sar HaMishtaleach. That's what the Mishnah means, Echad Sar. Meaning, this that we said, the Sar HaMishtaleach is Mechapara on all Averis, that's even for a Kayhanim and even for a Mashuach. So what's the difference between the Yisrael and the Kayin and the Kayin HaMashuach? El Shadam HaPar Mechaper Al HaKayhanim Al Tomas Mikdash Uktashav. The difference between a Kayin and a Kayin Mashuach is any Yisrael is that for the Kayhanim, their Tomas Mikdash Uktashav, that comes from the Par that's brought. Masha'en Kayin, the Yisraelim are an escaper with Tumas Migdash Ukdashav with the two Seirim, the Sar Bifrim and the Sar Bachutz. But as far as all the regular Averis that Yom Kippur is Mechaper, that's an escaper, Sai for the Yisraelim, Sai for the Kehanim, by the Sar HaMishtaleach. So the Sar HaMishtaleach is Mechaper for everyone's Averis, even Kehanim. The only difference in Kehanim and Yisraelim is which carbon is Mechaper for Tumas Migdash Ukdashav. The Yisraelim, it's the Seirim. The sar b'chutz and the sar b'fnim, and the kehanim it's the par. Reb Shimon Aymer Kshem Shadam Asar and Nas b'fnim mechaper al Yisrael. Kach dam par mechaper al kehanim. Reb Shimon says no. All the averis that are done for the same way that the dam asar that's Nas b'fnim is mechaper on Yisrael, so too the dam par is mechaper on the kehanim. Meaning it's mechaper on the kehanim for all the averis. The sar hamishtaleach is not what's mechaper the kehanim for their averis. For them, all their averis on a scaper through the dam of the par. Shem sheviduyav shel sar hamishtaleach mechaper al Yisrael. Same way that the viduyav the sar hamishtaleach is mechaper on Yisrael. Kach viduyav shel par mechaper al kehanim. So too the viduy of the par is what gives kapara to the kehanim for their averis. So according to Reb Shimon, the par is not only mechaper for the kayhanim on Tumas Migdash Ukdashav, Asha Enkein Yisrael is neskaper with the Seirim, so to all Averis of the kayhanim on a skaper with the par, not the Soyer HaMishtaleach. Perek Bey is Mishnah Aleph. So continuing on with Yediyas HaTumah. The Mishnah says Yediyas HaTumah Shtayim Sheinarba. The Mishnah, in the beginning of the first parak, mentioned the Yediyas HaTumah is Shtayim Shein Arba, the Tumah Natayra, and four that the Chacham said. What are these cases? Nitma, he became Tami. V'yada, he knew he became Tami. V'nel lo mimenu HaTumah. And then he forgot that he was Tami. V'zachar es HaKadosh. And he remembered that the thing that he was eating was Kadosh, and he wasn't, meaning, but he didn't remember that he was Tami. Nel lo mimenu HaKadosh. V'zachar es HaTumah. Or he forgot that it was Kadesh, V'zachar es HaTumah. So these are the other two. So meaning the first two cases, the Shtayim and HaTayra, are that he forgot that he was Tameh, and either he ate Kadesh, and then he went into the Mikdash, or he went into the Mikdash. Over here, now we're giving the other Shtayim, Nel Amimenu HaKadesh V'zachar es HaTumah. He forgot that the thing itself was Kadesh. He knew he was Tameh, but he forgot the thing he was eating is Kadesh. Nel Amimenu V'zeh, or let's say he forgot both of them. V'achal es HaKadesh V'lo Yada. Umisha achal, and now afterwards, after he ate the kodesh yada, he knows that he ate it. Hareza ba'ol v'yared. So again, we said whenever there's a yediyah b'tchila, an yediyah b'saif, he knew he was tameh in the beginning. He forgot that he was tameh. He ate the kodesh, and then he had a yediyah at the end. He brings a carbon oil of yared. Nitma v'yada, v'nelma mimenu atoma. Let's say he became tameh. He knew he was tameh, and then he forgot. V'zachar samigdash, and he remembered that the migdash is the migdash, but he didn't realize he was tummy, he forgot. Nelam imenu amigdash. Now the other one, the Rabbanan one, is that Nelam imenu amigdash. He forgot the migdash. V'zachar satumah, and he remembered the tumah, but he forgot that the migdash is the migdash. Is Nelam imenu zevazeh, or he forgot both things. V'nichnas l'migdash v'lo yada, umisha yotza yada, and afterwards he has a yediya, hareza ba'oila v'yayreid. That is an oyrla. He has to bring a carbon oyla the Yoreid. So again, so what would Shtayim Shein Arab of the Torah? So number one, he was Nitma and he knew that he was Tami and he forgot the Tumah. Or he was Nitma and he forgot that he was Tami but he remembered the Migdash. So meaning he forgot the thing that he's not allowed to do. He forgot that the food is Kodesh or he forgot that the Migdash is Migdash. Those are the two derisas. So that's Shtayim. What are the other two? The Chachamim Darshan on their own, meaning it's a derisa, because you're going to bring a carbon oil of Yoreid. But now the Chachamim went ahead and darshaned the other Shtayim, which is the Shehein Arba, which is, he knew he was Tameh, he just forgot what he was doing. He forgot that the thing was Kodesh, or he forgot the Migdash, but he knew that he was Tameh. Those are the Shehein Arba. And the Mishnah is telling us all these cases, you bring a carbon oil of Yoreid. Have a good day.